listening to CIOI. Indy 101.5, Hamilton's home for alternative.
Hey, folks, this is Juno loser David Gogo, and you're rocking to some Canadian blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Now let's give her some more. Woo!
David Gogo from Out West with his new release, Silver Cup, produced by Steve Mariner of Monkey Junk fame. I'm going to spin a couple of tunes. We've got the title track, Silver Cup, and Top Shelf. David Gogo kicking off this edition of Blue Source Canada.
Shelf when I grew up, sat in an old silver cup. I was never allowed to pick it up. I wish that it could tell its tale, how it traveled across the prairie trail. It seemed to be like a holy grail. Passed down to me from James Mackay, over 100 years since he laid down to die. Oh my. Scottish, French, and a Cree bloodline. He had an open heart and an open mind. He learned how to walk a real fine line. He was the best man in the company pack, always willing to pick up the slack. Even carried the governor on his back. Moccasins, capote, and sash. He worked real hard to bridge the gap. Oh yeah. Ever been. This ain't no time to pick a team. We're all children of the great queen. They didn't always get along so well, but he went to see him in St. Patel. And he raised this cup up to Louis Riel. With eyes wide open, going through life fancy free. Up the north road towards the ocean, to the sea. Stumbling home by the constellations, under the dark island sky. You never worry about complications, you get by, yeah, you get by. Well, let's make a top shelf this time, 'cause this will be the last time. Everything is fine, ain't no need to cry, just raise your glass, old friend of mine. From the west coast to the flatland, with a guitar by your side, making friends and making music. There wasn't one day that you didn't enjoy the ride. Well, let's make a top shelf this time, 'cause this'll be the last time. Everything is fine, ain't no need to cry, just raise your glass, old friend of mine. Top shelf this time, 'cause this'll be the last time. Everything is fine, ain't no need to cry, just raise your glass, old friend of mine. Let's make a top shelf this time, 'cause this'll be the last time. Everything is fine, ain't no need to cry, just raise your glass, old friend of mine.
David Gogo from Silver Cup. Let's roll back the clock. Bill Durst has put out an album. It's sort of a historic album in that it features Thundermug, who he was a part of. It's a reissue under the title of History of Bill Durst. We're going to hear Blue Water and Hippie. Let's enjoy Bill Durst and Thundermug from Who's Running My World.
don't deserve it. Most of all, I'm dreaming, baby, baby. Standing on the edge, but the tide is turning. The water is what I need. Two water calls, I'm thirsty. The water is two water.
Thundermug from Who's Running My World. Up next, the Blue Voodoo. They're from out west. They were nominated in 2003 by the Toronto Maple Blues Awards as Best New Artist. They've got an EP out right now, 1968 Blues in Big Trouble. Blue Voodoo is set to entertain. from their new EP. From Ottawa, this gal hit the stage at 7 years old. She's a multi-instrumentalist, Angelique Francis. We've got Heaven, Water, and Ashamed. This is her new release, Long River.
Lipstick on a pig, try to mess with that too. But tonight, he games.
Angelique Francis from Long River. Let's swing out to Calgary because we've got keyboardist and powerful vocalist Deborah Power. Her new release is called I'm Not From Chicago. We're going to hear the title track and we're going to have a chat with Deborah Power.
Child, sing with all your heart, drive them people wild. So I reached out to the blues and I sang with all my might. Now every single day I know she was right. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. I wanna tell the whole happy day when I found the blues, cause I feel it in every bone, right down to my shoes. My mama was right when she told me what to do. Now every single day I thank God for the blues. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. Thank you. day. When I found the blues, 'cause I feel it in every bone, right down to my shoes. My mama was right when she told me what to do. Now every single day I thank God for the blues. I'm not from Chicago, but I love to play the blues. I wanna tell the whole wide world, just wanna spread my happy news. I'm not from Chicago, but I'm not from Chicago. I'm not from Chicago. Oh, I'm not from Chicago. I sure do love to play the blues. Well, I'm not from Chicago, but I sure do love, said I. I sure do love to play the blues. Yes, I do. Oh, that's right. I love the blues.
Deborah Power has a new album out. It is entitled I'm Not From Chicago, but she plays like she is, and joining us to tell us all about it is Deborah Power. Deborah, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Ken. It's nice to see you.
Well, it's a great album, and I'm really enjoying it. And for folks who haven't heard it, how would you describe the music?
Well, I would say that it's more of a blues album than my prior two albums that I did. Yeah, it all falls under the blues umbrella for me, I think. Every song on it does. And it's more bluesy than the other two, you know, which is why I brought on Harp Dog Brown, because I knew that if I was going to do any Chicago-style blues songs, that he's the man.
And how did that come about? As we all know, Harp Dog Brown has left us, but we still got his music, and you were fortunate enough to record with him.
Well, I've known Harp Dog for a very long time. I knew him back in the 90s. I first heard him play with Willie McAlder, and they were just a duo back then, and they were amazing. And then I got a couple of phone calls from Willie McAlder, you know Willie from the Powder Blues Band, so to fill in for him playing with Harp Dog. So I actually played in Harp Dog's band way back in the day, although Harp Dog couldn't remember it. And he said that to me in the at the Blues Summit and the Maple Blues in 2017. He says, did you tell some DJs that I was that you played in my band? I said, yeah. He said, you did? I said, why? He said, well, I just don't remember it. But that was back in the 90s, and there was a lot of brain cells have lost us since then, you know. But yeah, so I knew Harp Dog way back in the day. And then I moved away, and then we reconnected at the 2017 Maple Blues Awards. And we just, you know, casually started talking back and forth, and then we hooked up on social media. And then he, you know, he used to drop hints to me, you know, you're going to make another album and you're going to need a harp player. Well, you know, just hint, hint, hint. And so he was at that for a while. And then I met up with him again in January 2020 at the IBC down in Memphis. And we were kind of discussing going back and forth then about, you know, possible recording in the future. And then he moved up to in between Edmonton and Calgary. And then he messaged me and said, you know, I'm really close to you now. And so we can do this now, you know. And then the ideas were already forming in my head to make an album and exactly which direction I wanted to go. So I definitely, you know, wanted to bring a Harp Dog. And I was just only too happy to bring him in on especially the more Chicago sounding songs that I did, you know.
And you had another special guest on the album.
Yes, Keisha Pratt.
And how did that come about?
Well, again, I met Keisha at the Calgary International Blues Festival. And then I met up with her again at the IBC down in Memphis, where you meet everybody and make all those connections, you know. And we hit it off tremendously, and we took some great pictures, and she invited me up on the stage to play with her band at the festival. And so I was pretty honored by that. And then I, before the album even got rolling, I had written this song called What Color Is Love. And I knew that I wanted to bring in another female singer to sing with me, you know, and this song is, it has a wonderful message, and I gave it as the poem first to Keisha to read, to see what she thought about it. And she loved it. And so it was probably a few days after that, I asked her, would she sing it with me? And she said, absolutely, yes, yes. So she recorded her part down in Houston remotely and sent it up here to us. So that song was the very first one that got recorded with a different drummer and the same bass player, but a different drummer because Kelly couldn't hook up at the time. So that's why we have Anje Rishka playing drums on that particular song. But yeah, I was very happy that Keisha did that with me. And that song it meant so much to me. And I know, you know, the song needs to fall into ears of people who need to hear the message, you know? And that's what Keisha and I were all about, recording this song.
And the title of the album is I'm Not From Chicago. And why did you decide to use that title?
Well, I think I want to blame that on Gil Anthony. You know Gil Anthony from Blues Power? He's a big wheel in the Blues Music Foundation down there. He has his own show, you know, Facebook Live show every Sunday and Monday. So he started playing my album in 2019, which is exactly around the same time I met Keisha and Sean Allen. And Gil and I hit it off, and then I met up with him again at the IBC again in Memphis, and we became really good friends. And we had some pretty long chats, you know, because his radio show goes for 7 o'clock. He plays till midnight, so he's like got a 5-hour radio show. He's live for 2 hours, and then he goes on, you know, on the dark side, we call it, for 3 more hours. So during, you know, one of those shows, we were always chatting, you know. He's been a very great blues mentor to me, I have to say. And we were going back and forth, and I was telling him I didn't really know what to call this album, you know. And he was at the time playing some Chicago blues. And I said, you know, I'd really like to do some of that music, you know. And he said, well, you know. Well, you're not from Chicago. Why don't you just call it I'm Not From Chicago? I'm not from Chicago, he said, because the blues is a feeling that is felt all over the world. He had a couple of lines for me, but I went with just the I'm Not From Chicago. And at the end of it, there was three titles of three tracks of the song, of songs that are on the album that I was going to, it was either going to be New Shade of Blue or The Last Time I Saw Memphis or I'm Not From Chicago. And getting back to Harp Dog, I was talking to Harp Dog about it, and he said, oh, I'd go with I'm Not From Chicago. I said, really? He said, well, it's true. You're not. He said, and it's sassy. He said, and I think, you know, it's catchy, and I think it'll work fine. So, you know what? Bless him. He was right.
And where can blues fans get your album?
I didn't go with Spotify this time for reasons that everybody knows, but I'm just a bit, I'm not a very big fish in the ocean. I'm just a small fish, so I don't really need Spotify, but I'm on Bandcamp under DeborahPower.com, and I'm in iTunes, you know, and people can get me there, but they can't get me anywhere else. But the other music, the other older albums, they can get me there as well.
Well, I'm assuming now that live music is coming back that you've got some gigs lined up. What's happening for you during the summer?
Yeah, I got actually in a couple of weeks happening here now, I have a CD release party at the Ironwood. And I just did a gig a couple of weeks ago as a solo gig, which was my first time playing in a pub in over 2 years. And wow, that was something else. And I'm actually going back home to Newfoundland in my hometown. They have a festival every year called the Salmon Fest. And, you know, they've asked me before to play, but it was never a good time. But now I'm going back home in my hometown to play the Salmon Fest. So that's coming up. And I've got a trip to Memphis coming up here at the beginning of May. So I'm heading to Memphis as well to hang out with all my comrades and, you know, do lots of jamming, I hope, and, you know, get my CD out there and hand them out to everybody. And that's my plans. I don't have any specific gigs right now that I can tell you, but they're, you know, they're streaming in.
Well, once again, the title of the album is I'm Not From Chicago. It is Deborah Power. And Deborah, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Ken.
First you got to put it on down. You've been living in the dark for so long. You forgot to come into the light. You've been messing in the dark for so long. It's time you got into the light. 'Cause that light is your right. So grab on to it with all of your might. You can't fly if you clip your own. Gotta put down the baggage. It's so hard on your head. Put down the baggage. Have a glass of wine instead. And when you feel like you found your light, everything is gonna be all right.
Great chatting with Deborah Power. Again, I'm Not From Chicago is the name of the album. From Ottawa way, this guy took a long hiatus to raise three kids with his wife, David Owen. He's got a new release out. We're going to hear all folk
Get the Blues, and Stella Marie. David Owen from Oh, Susanna Blues.
Your status, don't matter what you call, it really don't matter about nothing at all. It's all folk get the blues. Yeah, all folk get the blues. You're waking late each morning, your head all crossed and sore. You're still reeling and rocking from the night you had before. But blues, they heap the trouble, man, the job's on the line. And if you want to keep it, you best get to it on time. Yeah, all folk get the blues. Yeah, all folk get the blues. You got yourself a class action, family dispute, and there ain't nobody with you, and damage is acute. You got to navigate the storm, you got to satisfy the crew. You got yourself a mutiny, and it's all up to you. Yeah, all folk get the blues. Yeah, all folk get the blues. She loving, you think she's stepping out. She's been acting quite suspicious, know the devilry about. Then he conjure up nerve, man, voice your concern. She says you got issues and drops you with a burn. All folk get the blues. Yeah, all folk get the blues. No matter what your status, no matter what you call, it really don't matter about nothing at all. Cause all folk get the blues. Yeah, all folk get the blues. Don't go out on that lake at night to gaze upon the sky so bright. Out there's a shooting star aflight that don't seem to know the wrong from the right. Stella Marie, star of the sea, were you out there on that night to take it to the heavens on, to shine so bright? Stella Marie, Stella Marie, the Milky Way makes quite the display, living so large, getting served off a tray. They got everything in life, but yet they prey on poor little children who have lost their way. Stella Marie, star of the sea, were you out there on that night to take it to the heavens on, to shine so bright? Stella Marie, Stella Marie. We know what you are. Your brazen ways have gone too far. When life ain't worth the price of admission, all hope is lost at the Inquisition. Stella Marie,
take you to the heavens on to shine so bright. Stella Marie, Stella Marie.
David Owen from Oh, Susanna Blues. And that wraps up another edition of Blues Source International. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with a little bit of Tony D. We will catch you again next week.
Thank you.